If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
Wife and Lucci's here.
Back like he never left.
Mm-hmm. I got the bell for you.
Why he sound low again?
No, I told y'all it kept cutting down by itself.
Mm-hmm.
It won't stay up.
Here we go. Oh, shoot. We never heard you say that before.
It keep turning down low, though. Never heard me say what?
You can't stay up.
You ever had that problem, Lucci? It won't stay up?
Oh, hell no.
I know you have. I could tell by what you smoking.
What?
It's a fat joint, so I know there's certain times that you probably was like, it's just not happening tonight.
That nigga put the whole 7 grams in the
Yes, he did.
Fat.
You ever use pills from the gas station?
And I tried that shit when I was young, man. Look.
Did it work?
My first baby mama. Nah, not my second baby mama.
So it did work.
I was about to say, clearly.
It's just my first time fucking. Like, first time I couldn't get on hard. So then I'm finna meet up with her ass again. I go to the gas station. My boy told me I grab some of these. I take one of them, bitch. My dick still didn't get on hard.
Did you get the wrong one?
Oh, no. I was like 17, so I don't know.
Why you think it was? You think he was nervous? Or you think, like, what was it?
I think I was nervous, though. I pulled a bend.
Probably was nerves.
So you were 17 the first time you had sex?
That's the first time I had sex with her.
I was about to say, that doesn't seem right.
I was about to say, okay. He was like, I was a pro at 17. Fuck you, me.
I knew what I was going with this giraffe.
Wouldn't you feel a way, though, if you were having sex with a guy for the first time and he couldn't get hard?
Yeah, I would take it personal for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Got me. I ain't even get right. So, shit. She was mad. She was blowed, though.
Mm-hmm. Did you at least eat her out?
Yeah, I ate that shit, too.
Right. Because you have to.
I ain't have to. I just fucking around. I was fucking with her. I'm that shit.
You had to, because if not, you would have been a tease.
Right.
Or like, you know,
in here with his smushy dick.
Y'all don't like that. That's a tease. I done ate that shit and I can't even hit it.
Well, you the one that can't get your own dick hard.
It wasn't her fault. It wasn't her fault.
You coming in here teasing with that little limp dick.
So, Gucci, what's going on with you now? What kind of you in a relationship now? Or because I feel like I'm confused as the blogs are. So what's going on?
Nah, I'm not in a relationship right now. I just been working, focusing on my music and shit right now.
That's what guys in relationships always say.
That's what they always say.
Music is nice, girl.
Is Regine upstairs in the kitchen or? Because I seen a picture and it looked like y'all was in the same environment. So
the same kitchen.
Is that just friendly?
Like we was in the same place?
Yes.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm at a studio.
Okay. Not that place right there.
About now. I didn't know if it was funny. Like similar townhouses or what was going on.
Yeah, like maybe y'all got matching houses or something. But
so, you know, all the cabinets and shit, white and shit. So, you know, I don't know. They probably thought I was at, I don't know.
And we did see her dancing to Wet.
Probably just like the song. Y'all don't like the song.
I love the song. I put it on my story a couple times.
Mm-hmm. I ain't danced to it on my stories, though. But
I'm going to dance to it.
Gloria, you should dance to it on your story.
Gigi?
I'm into the challenges, but, you know, I like the song. I think it's very fitting for myself personally. So, you know, she got that Wet. You know what I'm saying? So I put it on my story.
Do you feel like it's... You feel like it's your fault if a girl doesn't get Wet?
Mm-mm.
It's absolutely a
fool's fault is it then? If it ain't yours.
Well, I can go for that though. I ain't gonna lie, cause most of everybody I fuck shit be way to hell. So I don't know, man. It might be they probably she just went fucking with them or something. I don't know.
Last time you were on lip service, everybody was saying you act like you have a big dick.
I act like I got a big dick.
Mm-hmm. Big dick energy.
The confidence for sure.
Are you a grower or a shower? Like when you was limp and couldn't get hard, did it just have potential or was it like
on schmedium?
What's going on? I would have still sold my shit, but I ain't scared to show it. What it look like?
I feel like I'm a little surprised that we haven't never seen a tape or anything leaked of you because I don't think I have seen anything.
I've never seen anything either.
You feel it feels like you send out pictures of your dick.
Yes. Do you?
I gotta pick some.
You're not? So you've never sent your dick to anyone?
Never.
But you filmed yourself having sex before, right?
Probably in my phone or the girl phone.
Okay.
So there's some stuff out there.
So it might be something floating around out there.
Yeah, it's probably something floating.
Oh, shit and shit. You'll send it to nobody.
Right.
How about like a hidden phone on the side? Has anybody like Selena Powell ever tried to like film y'all having sex or anything like that? Is that her name?
I ain't fuck her.
Oh, that's not what I thought.
Who is that?
when somebody say who is that, they know who that is.
I don't even know no guys who is that.
Look, let me show you a picture of you talking to her.
Right.
He said, what is a cucumber? I never heard of that vegetable.
What a cucumber?
I know my phone. My phone, I'm going to get out a lot, so I'll just probably answer my phone.
He was on FaceTime.
How do you trust a woman right now, though? Like, how do you trust any woman?
I don't.
That's why. Is it because you are not to be trusted, or is it because...
Yeah, like, in what kind of way? Trust them to what?
Like, how do you even trust to be on FaceTime? How do you even trust that?
I don't. That's what I'm telling you. I don't.
But you do it.
I ain't do that. See, that situation was different, bro. I told, look, when that girl called me, I ain't know who she was, for real. You feel me? I had one of my little partners in the car. That nigga was like 14. You feel me? So I'm just trying to let her show the titties and let him see the shit. I don't care. I ain't know who she was. And he even told me, though, he like, man, you better hang up on her, bro.
He was 14, like, look, hang up. I don't even want to see those titties.
Well, her was fooling you should listen to his ass.
No, they wouldn't. You feel me? How that shit happened.
But like, so do you know when stuff like that, like, do you feel something weird? Like, this shit feel like a setup, or do you just like do it to entertain yourself?
Nah, that shit feel like a setup.
But you still do it.
I did that to entertain, goddamn. Okay. That's the only time I ever did that shit.
Have you ever had a woman steal money from you? I was watching your stories, right? And I saw you pulling money out from everywhere. First, I was thinking, how does he even keep track of how much money he has? And then I was thinking, it seemed like it'd be easy to, like, grab a stack and he wouldn't know.
It was a lot of money, too.
Oh, know that's why I counted, and that's why I had out my little girl, like, why so many sets? So, because I put rubber bands on them, so I know that's 1,000, that's 1,000. You feel me? So, you take some, I know we're missing.
I'm not gonna front. Next time we around Lucci, I'm gonna be rubbing in between the couch and shit. Right. Like, <what's
that? laughs> He has zippers everywhere. He has zippers on his shin and his pants. I was like, he's out his shin.
Not his shin.
That's what all the pockets is for.
But you never had nobody try to get you, like a girl try to, you know, you never caught nobody?
I first tried to rap. What it was, like 2016. I was doing a show in Ohio, and I had this little random girl I met, came to the room, got down, we fucked, and my stupid ass went to sleep, man. I had too much money in my pocket. I had all my jewelry laying on the little table and shit. I jump up, cause I know I just tripped out, but when I jump up, she gone.
Wow.
They like she ain't take all my money, but she took some of it, and I knew her was smaller. Mm-hmm.
Also, she didn't get greedy. She just
that was nice of her.
A little bit off
she
the top.
Like, I deserve something for this.
Yeah,
she thought he wasn't gonna realize.
Yeah, probably. She just took a little bit off the top.
Maybe you should have paid her, and she wouldn't have stole from you.
Yeah, but look though. Her daddy called me, and before we left, he met me and gave me some money because he didn't want nothing to happen to her daughter.
It got serious.
Yeah, sounds like it.
He just was got down worried about his daughter.
Right.
So if he was so worried about her, she shouldn't have been a little hoe out here stealing.
Okay.
Right.
He told my you called her and confronted her after it? They're like, yo, did you take some stuff?
The whole internet was telling me who she was and shit.
Oh, I kind of... Okay.
I was about to say, she answered the phone? I would have changed my number. So she was known.
I guess so. They know. Some people know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's a good lesson, though, to learn early on, because, again, that was a while ago.
Yeah, well, she
would know better now, right?
I would have took out. I would have took the jury and everything.
Yeah, 2016, that wasn't that long ago. You dragging it. That was recent.
That's 4 years ago.
Time ago.
That's pretty recent.
I started in 2014, 15.
That's a while. I never stole from nobody, but that's tempting.
I met her at a show.
Yo, okay, I was gonna ask, did she slide in your DMs? Did you meet her? Okay, so you met her at the show and you brung her back.
Yeah. Sure.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever, like, early on took advantage of a woman? Like, as far as, you know, live with somebody, let a woman take care of you, let her trick on you?
When I was young, got down. They had a little older girl. She's about 25. She wasn't fat, but she was a little heavy set. She used to got down, let me steal a car and give me a little money, you know, every other week. So
what'd you have to do for it?
Fuck them. I got
I had to fuck
them. A little check. You feel me? So I want a trip. I needed that little jewel. I thought about 16.
A little gigolo.
Did your homeboys meet her?
Nah, hell no.
He said she was heavy set.
She was on the bigger side.
But, you know, she could have been still... Was she still cute, though?
Nah, hell no. She wasn't even a nigga tight. She just was for the money. That was my jewel.
Mm. How'd your dick get hard for that?
For the money.
Yeah.
Oh. Coin was the motivation.
Hard for that money.
And she was giving up the car. She was giving up the money and the car. Okay,
he was like, "Man, I got a fuck for this. Yeah, I need a ride."
Right.
Out
here,
either my dick gonna walk or my feet.
It's here.
Now, do you normally initiate sex, or is it normally women come up to you and initiate it? Like, how do you even? Because you seem mad cool and laid back. Like, how do you initiate sex? How does somebody know you want to fuck?
I'm not like, are we in the room or like, period?
Like, period, say you meet somebody in the club and you want to take them home. Like, how do you even do that?
Yeah, they going, you know, they going with me. Shit, they might say, yeah, they going to go with me. And shit, we going to fuck. I know how to fuck. I ain't that cool to not fuck.
But that's your pickup line? Are you going with me?
I know how to fuck.
Are you going with me?
Yeah, I'm going to fuck. 9 out of 10, bro, a girl going to fuck you if they like you.
I need you to turn your volume back up.
Hey, look.
Because he don't have a mic.
mic don't stay up.
Yeah, see, it sounds so much better like
but
that.
But then it goes down, though.
Why does it go down?
Oh, no, look, it just... Nope, see, every time I talk,
it
goes...
It sounds better right now.
Yeah, it sounds better right now.
Oh, I think the louder we are together make it go down like it's too loud.
Oh. Are you loud
whatever
in bed?
Whatever you're doing now, yeah, don't
are you
move.
Are you loud in bed?
Nah, hell nah. The girl be loud.
Are you a talker? Do you say anything?
I might say some little shit.
Some little shit.
What do you say? Yeah. I want to hear this.
Put your leg right here. Turn around.
Turn around.
Yeah, hell yeah. Bend over. That shit hand.
Oh, so you say you tell instructions. You talk instructions. Do this, do that. Okay.
Right, right.
Fuck it. What do you like to be called? What did you just say? Because he liked
yeah,
that.
It.
Whatever. He went to the gas station to get a pill. Oh, here you go.
Y'all funny in here, man. What else I be saying, Gigi?
Gigi started choking.
What else he be saying, Gigi?
Gigi started choking, but on her drink.
Yeah, I choked on my drink just now, for sure.
So, what do you like to be called in the bed? Daddy.
I said daddy.
You said you like to be called daddy.
You don't like to be called
daddy? I said that.
Mm-hmm. No, we asking.
No, we asking.
I don't really be children.
You like whatever, as long as you just scream. Well,
has anybody
like
ever called you the wrong name?
Oh, wow.
During sex? That's so disrespectful.
I know.
Nobody did y'all like that?
No one's ever called me. Have you ever called someone the wrong name?
Uh-huh.
That's good. What have you ever not known someone's name?
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
For
sure. So what do you say? Like, I mean,
like, what's my name? Say my name.
Say everybody's name.
Oh, girl, I never told me to say a name. Yeah.
That's kind of raw.
Awesome.
Right. I'm going to have to, let me
say my motherfucking name.
Take a note on that one. I'm going to have to say my name, nigga. Okay?
Girl, I call you a girl.
Because it'd be bad if he don't know your name and you like say my name and he's like
girl
tell me what it is.
what is the correct answer? What would you say if a girl says say my name and you didn't know her name? What's your answer gonna be?
Stop playing.
Yeah, this nigga don't know my name. That's what
I'll be like, he don't know me.
Yeah,
you gotta just say beautiful,
right, babe?
Sometimes I can just keep it real and be like, you never told me your name.
No!
Damn, you ain't asked?
I'm sure she told you her
she
name.
She like, it's right here on my chain.
She's like, I don't know your name either.
Oh, fuck.
You like for girls to call you by your government name or your rapper name?
I be fucking with both on. I ain't tripping.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on if you know me too, man. You just can't call me my real name and you don't know me.
Right. I feel the same way.
But if you're in a relationship, you want them to call you by your real name, right? In a relationship.
You want to call me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was in a relationship with somebody for a decade that never said my real name, okay?
Damn. Did it bother you?
No.
Maybe he didn't know it. Did you tell him it? I'm joking.
His whole family called me Gigi.
Girl.
Nobody around our circle or anybody that we know. Y'all bitches don't call me my real name either. Y'all know that name.
Why we gotta be bitches for that?
I love y'all.
Coffee. Yeah, but like, do you want people to call you that?
Huh?
What's your real name?
Coffee.
It's not her chain. That's just a tip for you.
Right, it definitely is on my chain, but it's small. You probably can't see it. Coffee, K-A-F-I.
Coffee. That's pretty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty name.
It's really pretty.
Have you ever had a girl tell you that she wouldn't have sex, but you could just put the tip in?
Yeah, put the tip in. We're fighting.
The tip is the beginning. The tip is the beginning. If the tip going in, the rest going follow. That shit is some bull.
Somebody putting
just the tip. That's cat.
Yeah, they real cap.
What about just head and they say to you, like, I'm sorry, I can't fuck you, but I can give you head?
What you mean?
Like, you know how certain girls feel like if they don't have sex with you, then it's okay. Like, she could suck your dick and it don't count as sex. So would you be okay with just getting head and not pussy?
Sounds like a win.
But you know how some guys say they can't come from head, so they probably don't want it.
It's hard for me to hear him.
But if I'm fucking with her, like, I just get the head, I can make myself nut off the head.
But that's not like your preferred way of coming.
Hell no.
You have to make yourself nut off head?
Hell yeah.
What you think about?
Listen.
That's hilarious.
Good answer. That is a good answer.
That is the best answer. That's so funny.
But like, whose pussy? Is there like, are you thinking about that person's pussy or like someone else's?
He thinking about some good pussy.
He thinking about somebody else's good. Yeah.
Exactly. He thinking about some good pussy he done had.
That's funny as hell.
Oh my God.
Do you ever have sex with somebody and think about somebody else while you're having sex with them?
Yes.
Yeah. But I only did that like a song come on.
Remind you of somebody else.
Like, now you be fucking this these folks out this song. But I'd have to hurry up and start thinking about that shit though. That shit. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have to cut somebody off because their pussy was too good?
Yeah. Get cut off, but that shit good.
Is it distracting though? Like to the point where it's like, all right, you not doing what you're supposed to be doing because you want to be laid up.
Well, that's all the time. But you just gotta learn how to not get distracted by this shit now. Yeah.
You know how girls, we always have guys we know we could fuck. Do you have girls that you know you could fuck no matter what?
Yeah.
Like the little
certain line. Right. Like even if they in a relationship or you in a relationship, you know you could always hit it.
So.
You miss any of them? Do any of them have white cabinets? You miss your girl?
He said everybody got white cabinets.
And Jay got white cabinets.
My cabinet's brown too. I got white shelves. Gloria, you got white cabinets?
I do, but different.
They had the same crown mold. They had like the same like
mm-hmm. Like niggas had the same like, you know,
yeah,
like
same crown molding.
Yeah,
the same scientists had the same setup.
I'm sorry.
They go out like that. The same look.
I'm in Atlanta, and I
we all
I seen the same cereal in the cabinets.
Not the cereal.
Same cereal. You like Fruity Pebbles?
That's the second time I put my wine on my cereal.
We ain't seen no damn series, girl.
I see money in the cabinet on the side. Okay, we gonna leave you alone. But I do have a question about, it's been a year since the anniversary of the cucumber. And I just wonder, you know, have you or did you hit any of the women from the videos that you posted up from the cucumber challenge? Did anybody get a chance to spend a night with Lucci?
I thought I was in a relationship, hands off.
He was in a relationship during the cucumber challenge.
Oh, none of them hoes.
So the politically correct answer is no.
Are you sure?
Was anything tempting? He's a good guy.
Sure.
Because then you got out of a relationship, so maybe during that time you was like, "Let me revisit."
When I got out of a relationship, I made more music. I made music. I shot videos and I just was focusing on music.
Can I ask you something? Like on some real shit. Would you say that you was heartbroken?
What you talking about?
Like, you know, breaking up. No, on some real shit, because I know guys don't talk to each other about that stuff. And I know you looking around.
Who are you looking at right now?
Reginae, was he heartbroken? Oh,
okay. Looking at the camera.
All right.
How she runs so fast.
I thought they was giving you answers.
But I just want to know, on some real, because listen, people always think that guys just don't care. They move on. It means nothing. But like, do you really feel like at any point you kind of felt like you had your heart broken?
Why you got to call it that?
I mean, what would you call it? What would you like me to call it?
I don't know.
Because I think this is important, because guys, it happens to guys too, but y'all don't be talking about it.
You feel away, shit, do you mess her, or did, you know?
Yes, you and your feelings. You were missing your
feelings. Okay, were you in your feelings after that situation?
You have a moment where you felt like, damn, I miss Shotty.
Started to get in a feeling. Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay. Did you cry?
Nah, I didn't know.
He didn't say he did.
Were you sad?
Yeah, I'd be sad.
Aww.
Well, one thing about the situation.
Overcome your sadness. Like, what do you do to get over it?
Make money and make music.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I always feel like girls, when we go through a breakup, we like really be by ourselves. But I feel like when guys go through a breakup, they fuck mad other girls to try to get over it. True. That's just been my own experiences.
Is that true?
In breakups.
I bet. Hell nah. I don't get you over it. Now, JK, you fucked out of them. You still might want to fuck that shit. That ain't them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all probably were kissing when you fuck. All type of different shit. The new fuck don't be like that.
Right. And sometimes
something it makes kind of like get your mind off of what you're going through.
And sometimes it make you even sadder when you try it.
It's not the only thing you can get your mind off of shit like that, though.
Mm-hmm. It's a good distraction, though.
A lot of shit a good distraction.
How often do you masturbate?
Never.
Never?
Why?
Never in my, well, I ain't gonna say in my life. I did that shit when I was like 14 and 15.
So as an adult, you don't play with yourself?
I do that shit and we'll have a little freak down the street. Man, I could have went and fucked up.
Masturbation is safer and requires less effort. It requires less effort.
Okay.
What's the longest you've been without having sex?
When I was probably a young nigga, like 15, me and my partner, then we used to joke on each other about going on a drought. And, you know, my long drought, probably like 2 months.
Oh, my God. That's not long. That's nothing.
Yeah, man. So.
So, right now, it's been about how long?
What's the time?
Less than 2 months.
He's like, I can't
Less
say.
Than 2 months, clearly.
But I did have a question for you. So when you seen all that stuff going on with Regine, and then she had both of her parents basically telling her, like, you know, you can do better, da-da-da. Did that make you feel some kind of a way? Because I know at some point in time you did say her dad was somebody that you looked up to as far as music-wise. So did that kind of, like, bother you?
It ain't bother me because I'm doing better. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Maybach, I pull up big truck. I let you drive big truck, Maybach, this, that, where you going, this, you understand, this, how. So I ain't tripping about what they saying.
Mm-hmm.
You wasn't either. You that shit don't bother me.
You think you could be?
Come on the hook. Yeah, hey, yeah.
You think you could be in a monogamous relationship, or you think it would be like, even if you got, like, you think you would get married one day? Ever?
Probably so.
But not for a long time.
I ain't gonna say that. I don't know.
If you got married, you think you could just be with one person?
Probably so. I don't know. Probably. I'm saying, but if I do something with somebody, my wife gonna do it with me. If I do it, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't just cheat on them before I get married. I probably already know she with that shit.
Yeah, he probably marry somebody that is open right, to that.
What about if your girl or your wife, like, every now and then mess with other dudes? Could you be okay with that?
Nah, hell nah. You trying to got now. What you trying to say?
I'm saying, what if she said every now and then I need to mess with somebody else and you could do you too, like an open relationship?
Like separately.
And I'm say shit, we just gonna break up.
So what if she be like, well, you can pick the guy. It's okay. Like, as long as, because I know about the girls and I help you with the girls, but you can pick the guy.
Man, we just can break up, man. You, oh, God. You
so can, you can have sex with other people, but she can't.
He don't want to share.
He's not an equal opportunity employer.
What if his dick is smaller than yours? Is that okay?
No.
No.
What would you give yourself in the bedroom on a scale of 1 to 10 if you had to say, in all honesty, like, how great do you think you are in bed?
I don't know. A girl gotta tell you that. I'm gonna lie and say 10. I might not be lying.
Damn,
I'm gonna lie. He know he lying.
I'm
gonna say, I might not be lying.
I may be a 3.5, but
I'm gonna say 10.
If I had to rate myself in the bed, I would say that I was more than a 10.
Mm, I believe you, Gigi. What kind of woman are you looking for now, Lucci?
He not looking.
Shit, I'm supposed to be looking.
Right. I'm just saying, like, what kind of girl would capture your interest for you to be like, I could.
You would just, if you wanted to be in a relationship again, what type of girl would that be?
No girl. Like, that shit just happened. You feel me? Like, I just live my life. And shit, whatever, you know, I go places, whatever just come into my life, that's just how I go. It just
would you date another high profile woman?
Hey, yeah, why wouldn't I?
Because I feel like maybe then people get more in your business. Like, I feel like when it's more locally or somebody that people don't really know.
These days, people be in the business no matter what, child.
Just and you don't mind people being in your business, right?
I say, I don't care about this shit.
Right. It's actually probably kind of fun.
What, to date a celebrity? A girl? Since
like,
celebrity,
people in your business.
Because 9 times out of 10, they be wrong and assuming and making up shit anyway. So it was funny to sit back and be like, yeah, that's what y'all thought, you know?
Yeah.
But sometimes they be right and blowing up your shit.
Not that really.
Part. Are you friends with all your exes?
I think so.
Like, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm not sure. Do you think you could fuck all of your exes?
Damn. I don't know, probably. I can do whatever I want to do, man.
Do whatever you put your mind to, Lucci.
If any of your exes ask you for some money, would you hook them up?
It depends on what they need the money for.
You gonna ask what it's for?
Oh yeah. I don't play about my shit.
Damn, what's a good excuse?
I need some 1942.
Yeah, I need some too.
I need some too. We finna pull up on you and pick up our 42.
I got a whole cape.
Gloria said she not coming out the house. She's scared of the cold.
I seen y'all outside. Lucci, I seen you hanging out in the hood. Gigi, I seen you at Magic City.
Lucci, you think you had coronavirus?
Nah.
You don't think you never felt like a little under the weather? You never felt like even early on? You know how people feel like, I think I had it?
I had it in December or January.
I don't really get sick like that. Cause I still lean.
How did the quarantine affect you? Like, did you stay in the house? Was you, like, locked in? Or did you still hang around friends and stuff like that?
And financially, how did it affect you?
I still hung around my partners. And financially, it didn't really, because, shit, like, I had real estate. So I sold one of my properties.
Yeah, I saw that. Congratulations.
Appreciate that. I've been getting so many features, because can't nobody do no show. So right. I be mad. Yeah.
So the money just circulating.
The money coming. The money ain't gonna stop.
Listen, did the IRS see all them stacks you was pulling out?
Nope. Chris got Instagram, probably.
Hell, that ain't true.
He's like, I pay my taxes.
Good.
So I know that you know how to throw a good birthday party. Have you ever had to buy like a sorry gift? Like, I did something wrong. Here's a sorry gift, and if so, what would be a good sorry gift?
See, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't never did that. But I don't be knowing, cause like, you know, I'ma say sorry. I'ma still buy you shit, but not just to buy you something to say I'm sorry.
We're gonna buy it anyway.
What's the most expensive gift you've ever bought?
Damn, I don't know. For who?
Anyone,
anybody,
a girl, a female. Not your mother or a family member.
Why
or your child.
Be his mom? Right?
Because we're talking about dating.
We're talking about women. But that would have been nice. Dating. You can know if he a good man if he bought his mama a house or something.
Just one time.
We want to know. Tell you thinking of something.
You saying all together at one time?
No, one gift.
One gift.
Yeah, not combined.
Yeah.
No, probably about 15-20,000. Not that much.
What was it?
No, it was like, it was, I can't even remember, man. To be honest.
Well, but maybe not tell. Smoke that big ass blood.
Right.
We can't hear you at
your
all.
Your shit on mute, sir.
Gateway laptop you got.
Shut up.
Let me ask you this. What about the best present you got? Your birthday's right after Valentine's Day.
I ain't gonna lie. Oh, no, I can't do that. I got a ring.
Was it an engagement ring? Or a wedding ring?
Promise ring.
with like my name, I mean, with YFN on it.
It was a big dick energy ring?
Yeah, I think so.
That is a nice present.
What if a woman did propose to you? Because you're talking about rings. What if a woman that you really like got down on her knee and was like, Lucci, marry me?
Damn.
You got to say yes.
Gotta say yeah. Oh, you tell them
no later.
You gotta say yes at the moment.
Yeah, talk about it later.
Family's around. They got cameras rolling.
Yeah, man, you just got fucked with it.
That's kind of fucked up. I'd rather
be hilarious. He'd be like, yes,
no. Let's talk later.
Well, I'm not saying goddamn. I'm gonna just automatically turn it down. After I say yeah, we're gonna goddamn. We're going to talk about it and just work it out.
You're probably going to be such an asshole, she's going to break up with you.
You like, wait a minute, are you going to fuck bitches? All right, fuck it, we might as well.
Okay, cool. Where that YSN ring at?
Yeah, I'm at home right now. I ain't got it on.
But you still have it. It means a lot to you.
Hey, y'all still wear it.
Yeah, he wears it.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. Yeah. What if you found out it wasn't real?
Real.
But what if a girl bought you some jewelry and then you found out that it wasn't real? How would you react?
But it looked nice.
I just won't wear it like that.
Would you tell her you know it ain't real though? Or you just won't wear it?
How she paid for it and who she got it from.
Okay.
As a gift?
You smart.
Yeah, it'd be like, man, these folks done got you if you gave them a lot of money and they sold you.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a smart approach.
I think that's kind of rude, though, because what if you gave a girl a chain and she was like, hold on, how much did you pay for this? And where did you get this from?
He can only be asking him because he knows it's fake, so he has reason to ask.
But what if she feel like she know?
But she don't, because he didn't buy her nothing fake.
What I'm saying is, if she questions when he gives the chain, if he asks how much. No, we're not, because I want to know what he would say if a girl asks, how much did you pay for this gift or jewelry you gave me?
Hey, look, y'all, somebody at the door. Okay.
Who texting us?
This is all new time to come. He's finna pull up and do their feature.
Hey, show us, like showing show us the rest of us on the phone.
Yeah, let's see.
Show us your DMs.
Let's see your DMs.
I want to see my DM.
Yeah. Yeah. This better not be the bat phone.
I ain't got shit in there.
Let me see.
We all in.
Yeah, I'm like,
why you not opening some of them?
Somebody need to hit it ASAP.
I just looked at my shit.
What's your
pass?
What's your
little
Zane?
He's scrolling. Go down.
Oh, that don't say Zane.
Who just say you?
Could I go to the other DMs? Where
yeah, I like the other ones.
Yeah, we know about that other side.
Go to your Finsta.
I don't know about that.
Cause I watch The Shy.
Yeah, I won.
No, I'll be doing much.
I have a fake Instagram.
You do?
I have no fake Instagram.
I have a fake Instagram. Everybody
I got a fake
one.
Instagram. It's called OnlyFans. / Miss Show Me The Money.
Yeah, everyone has one. You should.
You have a Finsta for real?
Yeah, I don't use it like that though.
What is it?
I can't tell you.
That blows it up. Would you do an OnlyFans?
For who?
For your
like your own.
Now that's some money right there. You love money.
Like you showing a little bit of sexiness in your pictures and stuff. Would you do that for
you
some money?
You want to put your dick on OnlyFans?
Nah.
You might make a good amount of money.
Hell nah, man. I the whole shit. I let a girl have one. I let her suck my dick on her shit.
Okay.
Well, but you can get paid just to show. If you're going to show it, you might as well get paid for it.
I get some of her money. God know that my dick.
I get some of her money.
Would you eat pussy on OnlyFans?
Nope.
Why you did this?
Nope. That was the pussy. Nope.
You stupid as fuck. So would that be like the most devastating to you if like something got leaked of you eating pussy? Is that like?
Oh, I won't give a damn, man.
You ever got squirted on your face?
Nah, hell nah.
Look at Gigi.
Why?
Are you sure?
Who squirted out the head?
No, not me.
Wait, who's
squirt what? Off head?
He's asking who could squirt off head, not me.
I've never squirted off head. No, I've never squirted off. I could squirt, but not off head. Yeah, I've never squirted off head. See, my button is up in the inside, so it's like you got to hit that button that's up in there to get me.
Yeah,
you got to keep hitting it. But I be stopping niggas from making me squirt because I don't be feeling like all of
Look at him. He is crazy.
So when I most of the time when I feel like that's about to happen,
I'm excited.
That's the squirt. He's catching it.
No, you got to let it happen.
So you run.
I want it to happen.
When the squirt comes, you run.
You want the squirt to happen?
I told her she can do it. And then you keep hitting that shit. You go back in that shit. Oh, and then do it again.
And then who lays in the wet spot?
He does. Wife and coochie.
Wife and coochie.
That was disrespectful.
Wet is out right now. So what's coming next? Just so we know what's happening.
Finna drop my album, Wish Me Well 3. Finna drop my label project, YFNBC. You're gonna have all my artists and me on it.
Nice.
Next single. I got another single finna drop. Shit gonna be crazy. You feel me?
What is it?
I can't say.
Is it for the ladies?
Yeah, for the ladies.
Can we expect any features that we would kind of be surprised about?
I don't know. I ain't gonna lie to you. The game unchanged, so this shit really gonna be all me. I'm gonna have a couple features on that, but it's gonna be all me.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to listen. You know, we always support you. So, and listen, for your birthday, if we're allowed back out again, we gonna do something for your birthday. We'll do like a Valentine's Day YFN Lucci event or something like that.
I bet. Let's do that. I'm with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be fire.
I appreciate you because I know you don't be doing like a whole
today because I miss y'all.
We miss you too. And I know you don't do like a shit load of interviews, but I appreciate that you always show love to lip service.
Yes, we appreciate you.
I fuck with y'all.
Okay.
He fuck with you, Angela, because me and L'Oreal over here drinking water and
I don't have nothing to drink, and he's
Angela.
Nice bottle, he don't fuck with L'Oreal. I said, y'all finna pull up and get a bottle, so that's even better.
No, you know what's even worse? Angela goes, everybody got their 1942? And we're like, no.
I thought we all had it. Well, maybe y'all had that wet. Y'all would have some, you know what I'm saying? No.
Maybe we had white cabinets.
If y'all had some white cabinets.
Oh, you got white cabinets.
She don't. She does not.
All right, well, we appreciate you, and we're going to see you soon. Well, they're going to see you sooner than I am when they come get their 1942.
I'm pulling up right now.
I'm coming.
Open the door.
Dr. Eddie, I'll be on the way.
And make sure you check his shins.
Check all the zippers.
Going to all them zippers. I'm counting stacks in 1942.
All right, lip service, y'all.